السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I was thinking from yesterday until today about too many topics. And usually when I make a message like in case I will die. Because every message is an amana. Every message is an amana. Every message is an amana, is a trust. Why I'm send it, with what purpose. And one topic came to me, which is nothing new, but I'm going to repeat it for Sabilillah. Quran has another name. One of the name of Quran is Kalamullah, the word of Allah. And when you study one of the highest level of ubudiyyah is salah, and to listen and you talk to Allah with his own word. The second one is reading Quran. The third one is dhikrullah, and keep going down. When you think we talk about listening, and the Arabic people used to say, the listener, he listen attentively according to how much he respect and value the speaker. And this why, if we listening to Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us to listen attentively and carefully. When we meet people, same. And when I sit down listening to the word of Allah, do I sit down listening to the word of Allah according to him or according to me? Do I argue with Allah? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Do I try to comprehend it and understand it my way? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I supposed to go and reach the knowledge to explain and understand what Allah want for me, what it mean. And the way I listen to the word of Allah, the status, the way I sit and listen, the way I show Allah respect, I will gain from Allah's word. And Allah will open for me and allow me to comprehend and understand this if I'm a state of abd. Now imagine I'm still in the state of abd and pleasing his Lord. How much he will open for me. What happened now if I generate a relationship of love between me and the speaker? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much I can listen and gain from him. And how much he can give me insight. Not only that, now he can give me a relationship. Now he can give me value. Now he can give me quality. Now he take care about me. This Allah Jalla Jalalu. How I do that? I have to show Allah I'm an obedient servant, number one. I have to show Allah in a state of the heart, in a state of the tongue, in a state of the body, in a state of emotion, I am belong to him. Meaning, all my feeling, my thought, my inspiration, my action belong to him. No, this is not enough. Because this is ubudiyyah. But now, when the resources and what he give me, I transfer it and I channel it to his cause, to what he love, now he will love me, inshallah. When my time for him, when my feeling for him, when my love for him, when my inspiration for him, when my money for him, how much? 5% he will give me, 10% he will give me, 50% he will give me, 100% he will give me. We talk about it many times. We have the example of Khadija radiallahu anha. We have the example of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. We have the example of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. We have the example of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. Go read the story of these people and see how they reached this level. And you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said before, almost 81 verses in Quran about love and love of Allah and those who Allah love. And what Allah, when He love you, imagine who will love you. And this, my dear brother and sister in Islam, take me to the second level. Listening. What the purpose of listening? To whom I'm listening to? And why I'm listening? Can I listen to anyone? We listen to Allah because أصدق الحديث كلام الله. The best word you ever can hear, the truth of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best way of guidance is the one Rasulullah sallam showed to us. By this way, we have a constitution. The reason I talk to you about that, because I find out a lot of people, again, they do not know how to listen. They do not know how to sit. They do not know how to value. And when we fail all that, we will fail how to please, how to love, how to give, how to sacrifice, for whom, for what purpose. Once all this element is broken and is scattered and is not clear, what do you expect? By this way, my intention, my dear brother and sister in Islam, because in the last many days, I was engaged with many people with family crisis, children crisis, you name it. Children out of control, the parents have no control over them, they did not know what to do. And I saw something. All of them has one thing in common. Number one, lack of love. Today, a lot of mothers think they love their kids. They don't know. They do not love their kids. They hate their kids. Why? They give them obsession. They do not give them real love. Go, please, to the article of love. And remember me, if you fail to love Allah, you think you can love someone? Don't ever forget that. You cannot ask people to love you. You see? But believe it or not, we ask Allah to love us. But after making dua to Allah love us, what we should do? We make the effort. We make the things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I love muhsineen. I love muttaqeen. I love mutatahhireen. He loves certain quality. Similar, my dear brother and sister in Islam, if we do that, we will have some and we will be in a relationship with love of Allah. I saw it years ago in Latin America when I saw the marriage is broken and the children is empty and everyone reaching for love. And I find something important. I saw it in my life. When you never receive love, you always will have lack of love. You do not know how to receive it, or you do not know how to give it. And I find the only solution on earth for this problem, because it's massive, is to love Allah. Once you love Allah, Allah give you quality, make you beloved to Him. And now He make certain people love you. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, listen to my word carefully, because today we're living in a hollow, illusion, deception, style of life. To the point we're deceiving ourselves. Imagine if I deceive myself, if I deceive the truth, if I always deceive the truth and cannot put it in the right place, if I'm so arrogant, do not said, I'm sorry, forgive me, I made a mistake, and put everything in the right perspective. Imagine if we have no love story with Allah, we have no love story between each other as a mu'mineen, we have no elder in our life, we have no guidance, what will happen to us? How we will be in our family? We will become bankrupt, weak, fatigue, shaitan take over, the nafs, genetic. And before you know it, we are transferring our diseases of the heart and genetic to our own children. Musiba, big musiba. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you ask me, is all this talk, you're lucky if Allah make you real. You're lucky if Allah love you. You're lucky if you love Allah. You're lucky if Allah love make other mu'mineen love you. You're lucky if you spread the love of Allah. You're lucky if you try to please Allah. You're lucky if you know how to sit and listen. You're lucky if you value, and you value the uplifting and upbringing of yourself to able to uplift and upbringing your child, and how to be an asset to yourself and assets to society. Because today we're living in an era, massive amount of knowledge spreading all over, but the roots is corrupted, the intention is corrupted, the purpose is not there. And what happened? We're running right and left without no sense of direction. We have no sense of direction. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wake up big time. Wake up big time. Very soon we will go under, and nothing we will have except whatever fi sabilillah. All the action, all the meals, all the luxury style of life, it will not benefit us. It can be against us. And we see, but always the zalim do not see it. I see people buying and spending, and in front of their eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them lose big time. Big time. They're so stingy over the poor and so lavish over our themselves and their nafs. The most poorest people, the most needy, they're very stingy. They cannot give $1, $2 to somebody's needy or somebody serving them. But they can lose 100 and 100. And brother and sister in Islam, why? Why Allah make me lose? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me certain calamity? Because I have no straight relationship with Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is just a wake-up call for me and for you. Look how you spend your time, how you spend your thought, how you spend your feeling, and for what purpose. And I tell you the truth, the majority of us are a liar. We are a liar to ourselves, liar to everybody, and most of all liar to our relationship with Allah. You think if I'm a liar with Allah and myself, I will be honest to you? Subhanallah. One moment with ikhlas. One moment when Allah look at me and smile. One moment of love between me and Allah, better than the whole earth. Again, my dear brother and sister in Islam, think, reflect, and please, I wish this message make a dent in your heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in it, and make you wake up before it's too time. We have a long way to go. We have a lot of cleaning to do. We read Quran and no benefit. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. We listen to the companion story and we do not gain wisdom from it. We listen to the hadith of Rasulullah SAW and spread it, and we are too far from it. And we listen and we hear the sick people and dead people died, and we do not learn from it. What else left? What else left? Like I always say, may Allah save me from the evil of my nafs. May Allah save me from the shaitan of me and the shayateen of ins and jinn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse my heart from the disease of the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me a servant of Allah, pleasing Allah, loving Allah. May Allah love me and make other love me, and I spread the love of Allah in earth, insha'Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And by the way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, something very scary I saw it in my life over and over again. When you look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said, I love so and so, He loved quality. Now, how I love Allah, I have to attain this quality. I have to reach to develop this quality. I have to do the utmost to develop this quality. And I have to show Allah my love by serving Him in His way, in the way He will be pleased with me. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, because we lost the essence and the base of love, we do not know how to do it. We do not know. We become so selfish in ourselves and we do not see it. We become so self-centered because our teaching is not Allah wa Rasulullah. Is everyone in earth except Allah wa Rasulullah. By this way, our attitude, our thought, our thinking, our inspiration, everything, and now our feeling is according to me. Like one person used to tell me long time ago, listen carefully when somebody tell you, I love you or I want your love. No, I need you and I need your love. That's it. That's it. It's one direction. In one direction. You think the people see it? No. And always the one direction people, the selfish people call other selfish. Always. Always. Instead of be busy giving, no. You're always busy complaining and calling names and blaming other. And the person who try to do, he's busy trying to do. That's it. And he doesn't calculate, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the roots of all the goodness to the Messenger Prophet. لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. We do not need thanks from you and we do not need a reward. Because when you do for sabilillah, you're not waiting for anything. And when you do that, you do not calculate. You do not calculate, I did this and you did this. No, you do. You do. And you do it for sabilillah with complete heart, with complete heart and open-hearted. This talk, honest to Allah. I talk about it for years. And if you ask me, for 30 years, how many people benefit from this talk? Very few. Very few. Very few. Why? Because we are so drowning in our own selfish and greed, our own blindness, our own arrogant disease of the heart, to the point we cannot see our action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us reflect of our action and allow us to cleanse our action, purify our heart, and allow us to reflect over, allow us to reflect over the disease of the heart, and allow us to always reflect over our mistake and perfect it our manner and not look to the mistake of other. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.